and bringing it back to Rosie on the House. Good morning, all. We appreciate y'all tuning in. The entire month of August, we are covering the topic of water. And in particular, we're talking about the water as it is delivered to the tap at your home, in your shower, at your bathroom sink, at your kitchen sink, to the ice maker in the refrigerator. And we're having that conversation with Rosie Certified Water Treatment Specialist, Mr. Jack Eversole, with Connecticut Water of Tucson. Jack, again, thanks for this information and time to educate our listeners.
Anytime. Thank you, Rosie.
All right. So we were talking on the way out that you can treat water and you can condition water. You can call stirred water conditioned water. I mean, you just take water out of a tap and stir it. You're conditioning the water. You're aerating it.
You're aerating it. That's about the limitations of it.
I mean, if you allow it to off-gas in a pitcher on the countertop long enough, eventually you'll off-gas most of the chlorine if you stir it every once in a while.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So you can take the term water treatment and water conditioning and interlace it into marketing pieces about certain components that really add a tremendous amount of confusion to what people are really looking for when they're trying to find treated water.
And people always want to get the best deal, the best product for the best of their dollar. And they need to be educated because there's just so much bad info being put out today.
And I would do a lot to get people to reconsider all the water plastic bottles. You know, growing up as a kid, I never saw a water plastic bottle, ever. And when they started putting water in a plastic bottle and selling it in the mid to late 70s, what idiot would buy that when you can just go to the backyard and turn the hose on?
You're safer, probably. You probably were. Because what is in that bottle? I want to know when I go to the grocery store, what is in my bottled water when I buy it? And by taking the step and getting your own system at the house, you can eliminate that puzzling question, what am I getting? Because a lot of times when you step into that store and you buy that bottle of water that you think is purified or it's coming out of the best spring of the country, it could be nothing more than tap water ran through a carbon filter, if even that, for taste and odor.
Yeah, you could put a carbon filter at your kitchen sink and get the same water for a fraction of the cost.
That's exactly right.
And not have to deal with, they say that about 15% of all these plastic containers actually make it back to the recycling plant.
I think it's probably less than that.
It's a horrible statistic.
Driving down the roads, people just pitching them on the side, you see them everywhere. You see them in trash cans. I mean, where are they going to end up, Rosie? I mean.
Well, we're back to the point of our conversation we were talking about earlier, point of use filtration, where we're taking care of the water we're going to consume right there at the point. We maintain it. We watch it. We purchase it, research it, you know, and then that's how we're assured the water quality being delivered right there within our own house.
And that's where the drinking water system that we put at the kitchen sink takes your guesswork out of knowing what you're getting. And it is using a series of filters. And yes, those filters do have to be changed periodically, but still it's a lot more convenient, a lot less expensive, and a lot better for the environment than going out and buying case after case of water.
Oh, man. Let's take the water treatment in your system from the water manifold to the tap.
Okay.
So we're coming in the house.
First thing that happens on the under the sink system is the water comes into a 5-micron sediment filter. And that takes out the big particles in the water, calcium, alkali, rock, and then it enters the membrane. The membrane does the opposite. It eliminates to 0.0005 microns of impurities in the water. Crypto, Giardia, calcium, inorganic, sodium. So if there's any salt in the water, if you're concerned about being on a salt-free diet, we do give you salt-free water. Then the system goes into what we call the perfective filter, which will make microbiologically pure water for bacteria, viruses, protozoa, crypto. Then it sits in the tank. And then we go to our beautiful designer faucet that we install at your sink or to your refrigerator, because a majority of the time we can hook up the drinking water station directly to the refrigerator to protect the ice maker. Rosie, when you go to your refrigerator, when you get those ice cubes, they always come out perfectly clear.
Well, they do at my house.
Okay, you've got a system. But most customers that I talk to don't have any filtration other than that carbon filter inside the refrigerator. And their ice cubes are solid white. And they put those into a glass. They fill it up from the water coming out of the refrigerator. They hold it up to the light. And by golly, there's little particulates, or as floaties as they refer right. to, which are the inorganics that can only be extracted by boiling, distilling, or using the process of reverse osmosis. So when you go to the faucet on the Kinetico, you open it up, the water will come out of that reserve tank. In a final process, it goes through an activated carbon filter for any remaining taste and odor. But we go above and beyond. We have an indicator counter that actually counts and measures how much water that you're drinking. So it tells you when it's time to change the filters and takes the guesswork out of knowing when do I need to change them. Our competitors, God bless them all, they have no way of calculating that. And you have to basically write down a time and date and a month when to change your filters. But our unit will actually shut down after consumption of 500 gallons.
And how tough is it for a homeowner to service that? I think before a homeowner would tackle replacing those filters, they really ought to watch a couple demonstrations on YouTube at the very least. Because, I mean, you could mess up big time.
You pegged it. We YouTube a Kinetico commercial that shows you actually how to change your filters. And I highlight that in every house that I go to, but especially down in Green Valley, because I like to show the folks down there, wonderful, wonderful people, that they don't need to spend the extra service call for somebody to come out and do it. They can turn on their iPad, their computer, go to YouTube, change your Kinetico K5 filters. It's about an 8 to 10 minute process. Once you're done, bam, you're good for another 500 gallons.
And it takes how long to get it done?
Oh,
for the average homeowner?
I would say 10 to 15 minutes max.
And those filters are good for 500. So for a family of two in Green Valley, that's going to last them how long?
They're going to get about a year to 15 months. Now, manufacturer specifications, 1 year, 500 gallons, what actually comes first. And the other good thing is there's actually an indicator on top of the system. So when you open up your kitchen cabinet, you'll know when it's about time. So you can stop by the shop, pick up the filters, and have them on standby.
Gives you a little warning there. Okay, yeah. So you took us through the filtration system. Now, how about if we've backed up before we get to the under-counter filter and we've softened the water? What has happened in the softener?
The whole house system, very simple. Water comes in the main off the street, and it feeds in a 3/4 inch, 1 inch, inch and a quarter pipe into your home. We put the water softener in the garage or somewhere on the side of the house because we're using a patented technology where we use kinetic energy, water pressure. You put an O at the end of kinetic, you get Kinetico. And that's how our name spun. But being it's a non-electric appliance, the systems can actually go outside on the side of the house as well as the garage without any stress or worries. Inside our Kinetico systems, there's two different type of media. You have coconut shell carbon, which will take out the chlorine taste and odor and make the water palatable from every faucet. Kind of like a big refrigerator filter, Rosie.
Okay.
The only known enemy to every water softener on the market, including Kinetico, is chlorine. So we split the carbon from the resin. So after the water goes to the carbon, it will extract the chlorine. It enters the resin tank. And resin are little plastic synthetic beads that are made by Dow Chemical. And they extract the calcium hardness and keep it in check. Well, after so much calcium bonds to that resin, you won't get soft water anymore. That resin has to be cleaned. So you use either salt or potassium as a catalyst. Now, some systems out there, they'll use 8 to 10 pounds of sodium and about 60 to 80 gallons of water to back flush and clean in about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Kinetico only uses 1 pound of salt, 10 gallons of water in 10 minutes to regenerate. But the neat thing is we have a twin tank system. So when one tank shuts down to purge and clean itself for 10 minutes, the second system keeps giving you a continuous supply, so there's no guesswork. You always have 100%.
Well, and I think that's a pretty significant improvement that the equipment has been through in the last 20 years.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we're using a lot less backflush residue.
All that extra wastewater. And I see the competitor systems, they go anywhere 80 to 100 gallons of water in 2 hours. And that happens about every, for a family of four, every 3 to 5 days. So you're contributing an extra 600 to 800 gallons of water a month on average with an electric softener versus about 150 to 250 gallons of water a month with a patented Kinetico system.
So once we've got the water, we've run it through the ionic exchange. Now we've got a lot of people who are concerned about the sodium that is in the water being carried to the point of delivery.
If you actually take a liter container, Rosie, at your kitchen sink and fill it up and drink it straight down, the residual sodium is 180 milligrams. Do you know what that equates to, Rosie?
A loaf of one slice of white bread.
Tablespoon of peanut butter, 8-ounce glass of milk. You'd have to drink a lot. I add a lot more salt. I mean, it's a very small amount.
Now, but and then the RO will even pull that out?
The Kinetico drinking water station underneath the sink will take sodium out at your kitchen sink, and if we can, we'll feed it to the refrigerator for sodium-free purified water as well.
So yes. You're back to that pure, basic H2O.
Oh. Hey, it makes it great. When you're in the bathroom in the morning, you get in the shower, and if you don't have a treatment system, you turn on that shower and you smell that chlorine coming out of there. A lot of the ladies, you know, those ladies that do use conditioners or coloring their hair, they don't like the effects of that chlorine. Well, by extracting it, it helps the hair, of course. It helps against dermatitis. But it's just damaging that chlorine as to O-rings and flapper valves on the toilets. And then the softening agent will help your skin as well as help your water heater. Do you know what the average life expectancy currently is in Tucson on a water heater with 16 grain of hardness?
I'm going to say about 7 years, 8 years.
That's exactly right. And after we put the whole house system in from Kinetico, we've seen folks go 12, 14 years. But the gas savings, the electric savings, because that calcium hardness in the water at 16 grains drops to the bottom of that water heater. You go to take a shower, and that water heater goes to heat up. It's heating up the rock for it heats up the water, so you're burning a lot more energy. So we're going to extract that, make it a lot better.
It's a silt pond on the bottom of your water heater.
Exactly.
And are you familiar with the water heater life of the water heaters in Gila County up in Globe in Miami?
No, I'm not, Rosie.
I was visiting with a manufacturer, and he says, you know what? We contest very little warranty calls wherever we are. He says, but when it gets to replacing water heaters in Globe, Miami, it's just carte blanche. If you've had a problem with it, we replace it. I don't know what the hardness is up there, but man, that is probably one of the hardest areas.
Sounds pretty bad.
According to this manufacturer's reports, it's pretty rough. So y'all are high at 18 to 25 here in the Tucson area?
Here in Tucson, we're going about 16 to 18 grain of hardness.
16 to
Phoenix,
18. Up in Phoenix,
25 to 30.
See, I thought we sent all the hardness to y'all.
We get that wonderful CAP. They're wonderful people, and we can help treat that water.
And we're here with Jack Eversole, the Rosie Certified Water Treatment Expert for the city of Tucson and all of Southern Arizona. He is with Kinetico Water of Tucson.